Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Malachi, a new Sefer for us, Chapter 1, Perek Aleph. Sefer Malachi is a short one. It's only 3 prakim, but there's a lot to it. Now, Chazal say that Malachi, who's the last in the book of, in the section of Tanakh that's called Nevi'im, that's called prophets, he's also chronologically the last prophet. So who was he? Who was Malachi? Now, the Pasuk Aleph mentions him, Masad Davar Hashem El Yisrael Biad Malachi. It was a pronouncement, a nevuah, a prophecy that came from Hashem to Yisrael, and it came through the hands of Malachi. That's all the information we have about him. So we don't have dates, we don't have, you know, a shevet, we don't have genealogy, we just know that his name is Malachi. There's a debate in the Gemara, there's also debate, lots of the commentaries take different approaches, but the main two opinions are whether we're talking about a person whose name was actually Malachi, which actually means my messenger, or that could have been this person's name, and we just don't know a lot about them, or is this possibly Ezra HaSofer? And Malachi was another name for Ezra. So as we, whether or not we think that it is, that Malachi is Ezra, or it's somebody else whose name is Malachi, either way, the time period is that of Ezra Nehemiah. So just to orient us a little bit to that time period, and you're going to study Ezra Nehemiah when you're in Ketuvim, because Ezra Nehemiah appears in Ketuvim. It gives you all the historical background to the book of Malachi. But let's just talk a little bit about that time period. It's later than Haggai and Zechariah. Haggai and Zechariah were the prophets who encouraged the people during the building of the second Beit HaMikdash, the second temple. So that was the early stages of Bayit Sheni, the second temple. And that was during the Aliyah, the coming up, return to Israel, that was led by Zerubbabel, who was the governor of the people, and also Yoshua, who was the Kohen Gadol. When, by the time we get to Malachi, the Beit HaMikdash is already been standing. It's not brand new. It's functional, although not functional in the way we want it to be, but it has been, it's not a brand new thing. Malachi is not encouraging them to build. To give you a sense just of the dates, 516 was the Chanukah HaMikdash. That was when, during the time of Darius, when they finally finished building the Beit HaMikdash. Ezra's, the Aliyah of Ezra, when Ezra came bringing people back to Israel from exile, that's around 457 BCE, Nehemiah 444 BCE. So we're talking about the later part of Shivat Zion, meaning the later part of the people who returned from the Babylonian / Persian exile who came back to Israel. And you'll get more into detail the time period when you get to Ezra Nehemiah. There's two sections of the book of Malachi. The first is Perek Aleph through the middle of Perek Bet, so chapter 1 through about 2:14. And what that is, it is mostly a rebuke to the Kohanim and to the people. It's focused on what was happening during Malachi's time. And the second part, which begins in chapter 2, verse 15, and goes through the end, are questions that people were asking, and the Navi answers. And the way that he answers really brings us to kind of an Acharit HaYamim, end of days vision. So in that way, it's very different feel. We'll talk about it. But in that way, it's similar, like kind of a microcosm of Zechariah, which also started with the here and now. And the second part was talking about the end of days and Acharit HaYamim. Okay, let's start. Pasuk Bet. Ahavti etchem, Amar Hashem. Okay, so a perfect, beautiful first statement. Hashem said, I love you. Ve'amartem, and you responded, Bame'ahavtanu, how do you love us? And then Hashem responds back again, Halo ach Esav liYaakov, ne'um Hashem, ve'ohev et Yaakov. Okay, there were two brothers, one was Esav, one was Yaakov, and Hashem's statement is, I loved Yaakov. Pasuk Gimel, et Esav saneti, and I hated Esav. And therefore, va'asimet harav shmama, I destroyed his mountains, et nachlato litanot midbar, and I let his territory become a home for the animals of the desert. Now, by the way, interestingly, we had that, it was like a little bit broken up. He started by saying, Ohevet Yaakov. I love Yaakov. That was in Pasuk Bet. And then Pasuk Gimel was at Esav Saneti. And I hate Esav. Actually, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, in his book on Haftorot, talks about that it's deliberately broken up. The first statement of love for Yaakov is not dependent on the relationship with Esav. The love for Yaakov is just fundamental. The relationship with Esav is dependent on Esav's actions. And therefore, because of Esav's actions, Hashem hated him and allowed him to be destroyed. But the love of Yaakov is not actually dependent on Esav. Now, by the way, this part of Malachi is the Haftorah of Parshat Toldot, which makes sense because it's the story, the beginning story of Esav and Yaakov, and now we're talking about this many years later. He continues, this is in Psukim Dalet and Hey, verses 4 and 5, and says, Edom will come back and say, I want to rebuild what was destroyed, but Hashem says, Hema yivnu v'ani haros, you'll build and I'll destroy. And ultimately, Enichem Tirena, your eyes will see, Vatem Tomru, and you'll even say, Yigdal Hashem me'al gvul Yisrael. Hashem is so great that he's great even beyond the borders of Israel. Okay, so the first fundamental piece that Hashem starts with is, I love you. Okay, but then we move into the rebuke. Pasuk Vav. And again, starting with a fundamental principle. Ben Yichabed Av. The Eved Adonav. So there's two relationships. One relationship is child to a parent, and the next relationship is a servant to the master. So what's the relationship? The fundamental relationship is that the son respects the father and the servant respects his master. Those are the expectations of those two relationships. But then Hashem says, Ve'im Avani Ayekvodi, if I am your father, where is my honor? Ve'im Adonimani, if I am your master, aye mori, then where is my fear? Meaning, if these are the two components of the relationship with Hashem, you know, the fact that we are Abdei Hashem, we serve Hashem, and we're also B'nai Hashem, the children of Hashem, Hashem says, I don't see either of those relationships. I don't see like the loving respect, and I also don't see the fear. Amar Hashem Tzvakot Lachem HaKohanim, the Kohanim, Hashem says, how do I see this? That you're not respecting me? Because the Kohanim, the priests, they desecrate my name. And then we respond, Va'amartem, and then they said, Bamebazinu et Shemecha, how did we desecrate your name? Notice that this word, bizoy, bizayon, desecration, that's going to be a word that keeps coming up, which makes sense. The rebuke is about the Kohanim desecrating Hashem's name. But they say, wait, I don't get it. How do I desecrate your name? And now is going to become a long description from Hashem. What do you do? Magishim al mizbachi lechem migoal. You bring onto Hashem's table desecrated food. Va'amartem. So then you say, Bamega al nucha. Right? How did we desecrate you? But Amarchem, here's the answer, Shulchan Hashem Nivzehu. Because what did you do? You treated my table, the table of Hashem, meaning the Mizbeach, the altar, as a bizayon, something that should be desecrated and treated with scorn. I think that's the third time that we saw that word, bizayon. Pasuk Chet, V'chi tagishun iver lisboach ein ra, V'chi tagishu piseach v'chola ein ra. Is it true if you would bring a sacrifice, right, that has a mum, that has a blemish, right? In this case, it's that one animal is blind, one animal is lame or sick. Do you think that that's not a problem? Meaning the laws are very explicit in Vayikra that an animal should be brought that doesn't have a blemish. So then they say, Hayakrivehu na lip. Lepecha techa, would you bring this animal to your pecha, which is your governor? That's a word that's used from this particular time period. The leaders were called governors, and we actually saw that also, I think it was in Zechariah. So then Hashem says, would you actually bring that, an animal like that, to your governor? Hayirtzecha, o hayisa panecha? Would he want it? Would he accept it? Would he find favor? Would he pour favor on you because of that? And pasuk tet va'ata chaluna pnekel v'yichanenu. Right? Now, after you've done this, chaluna, you're going to reach out to me. You're going to daven to me. V'yichanenu. Will I have chen for you? Will I respond to you in grace? Miyadchem haitazo, this came from you. You did this. This is the work of your hands. Hayisami kempanim, you think now I'm going to lift, I'm going to give you my favor, my acceptance. By the way, just note, and this may have jumped out at you a little bit, that it's using, in these rhetorical questions that Hashem is asking the people, he's using the words of Birkat Kohanim. He says, now that you've done all this, will I give you chen? Will Hayisa Panecha, will I lift my face to you? It's all the words of Birkat Kohanim, but he's kind of turning it on its head, because usually it's the Kohanim that through their actions and through what they do, they bring Hashem's blessing to the people. But here Hashem's saying, because of your actions, that's actually why you can't expect that I will give you all of the things that usually the grace that comes to you from saying Birkat Kohanim. And then comes a very harsh statement, Pasuk Yud, Mi gam bachem vayiskor delatayim. I wish that we could just close the doors of the Beit HaMikdash. V'lo ta'iru mizbachi chinam. And then you won't light a fire on my mizbeach for no purpose. Ein li chefetz bachem, Amar Hashem Tzvakot. I have no desire for you. U'mincha lo ertze miyadchem. And I have no desire for your mincha, for your korbanot. By the way, this is very reminiscent of the words of also Yeshayahu Aleph, where Yeshayahu says, if you're hypocritical, then if you're not serving me, I have no desire for all of your korbanot. I have no chefetz, no desire for it. I wish, right, mi bikesh zot miyadchem, ramos chatzerai, why are you trampling my courtyard? So Malachi sounds like Yeshayahu when he spoke about the first temple, that if you don't treat me with kavod, with respect, then I have no desire for all your korbanot. And then in Pasuk Yud Aleph, actually, he gives them the biggest insult, which is that all the other nations, when they honor my name, but here my people who are meant to be the people honoring me the most, those are the people who are not honoring me, and therefore my shulchan, pasuk yud bet, va'atem mechalalim oto b'amrachem shulchan Hashem migolhu. You mechalal me, you desecrate me, you say that my shulchan is desecrated, it's defiled. And then in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, what do you do? There's actually, Hashem describes what they do. Va'amartem, you say, hine matla'a. You say, as you bring the, this is a little bit of a difficult word to describe. I'm going to use the commentary of Radak to translate it. As you bring your animal to give the sacrifice, you say, wow, it's so heavy. It's so hard to bring this sacrifice to the Beit HaMikdash. Behipachtem oto, Amar Hashem Tzvakot. So Radak also translate that you blow wind almost into the animal to make it look like it's puffed up, to make it look like it's healthy. So not only are you bringing animals that are not worthy of being sacrificed, but you pretend as if you are. It's like the whole thing is a facade. And then he says, Vehivetim, again, gazul, animals that are stolen, etapiseach, animals that have a blemish, that are lame, etachola, chola, animals that are sick, vehivetim etamincha. And that's what you bring to give me my gift. Do you think I will actually want this from your hand? But I think it's important to realize here the disappointment, because this mikdash, this temple, has not been around for a long time. How long has it been around? Maybe 70 years, 60, 70, 80 years. And already it's become so careless. The people, treat it as going through the motions and not really investing effort in using it as a way to really sacrifice to Hashem and to come close to Hashem. So just kind of to review, we started out talking about Malachi. Who is Malachi? Presumably someone who lived at the time of Ezra, and we'll see more proofs as we continue to go through that. This really is the time period. And the Navi starts with a statement of love. I love you unconditionally, but then goes through some very harsh rebukes about the way that the people are, specifically the Kohanim here, the way that the priests are desecrating the service of God in the temple that they built so very recently, and it's already become something that they're taking shortcuts and not taking seriously. I want to just note as we close, and this is something that you'll see throughout Sefer Malachi, and it's very, very unique, which is that Sefer Malachi is a dialogue, right? You saw this if each of these conversations from the beginning, right, it starts with and it went all through, right? Ahavti etchem, Amar Hashem. It started with a statement. Hashem said, I love you. And then the people respond, Va'amartem. And you said, Bameh avtanu, right? How have you loved us? And then he answers, okay, this is how I loved you. This is the proof of that I've loved you. Next time, right? Again, Ben Yichaved Av, the Eved Adonav, right? V'im avani ayek fodi, right? Where's my honor? But actually, let me give you a different one. Then he said, Pasuk Zion, you bring desecrated sacrifices, desecrated bread onto my shulchan, onto my table. And they said, Bameg al nucha, right? How did we desecrate you? And then Hashem responds. This is the style that goes throughout Sefer Malachi, where there's a statement by Hashem, by the Navi, then the people ask a question, and then there's a whole response afterwards explaining, okay, let me explain to you why that is. And different people have pointed out, actually Rav Yaakovson, who wrote a beautiful book about the Haftorot, so he wrote about this Haftorah because it's a Haftorah to Parshat Toldot, and he wrote, why is it written like this, like a debate? And he said, because Malachi is the end of Nevuah, he's like the last prophet, we're moving into a different time period of Jewish history where revelation, meaning where we connect with Hashem, is no longer going to be through the revelation of the prophet, where the prophet comes and says, this is what Hashem said. We're going to start to find things through Torah Shebaal Peh, through learning, through developing. And this style of the debate is actually the style of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the style of the Gemara, how the Gemara figures out what does the Torah mean and what are the halachot and how do we understand the Mishnah. So we're almost bringing Malachi is like a bridge moving us from a place of prophecy, right, which is very top down, to the more dynamic relationship of where we go back and forth trying to understand Hashem and trying to understand Hashem's Torah and Hashem's message. Maybe this is, we started with that Hashem statement of love for us. I think this is the ultimate statement of Hashem's love, that even when prophecy ended, that didn't mean that our connection with Hashem ended, it changed. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmat Gilbert Karsenti, Menachem Mendel Ben Saud.